It's another rainy night in Philadelphia as the Phillies host the Braves, but this one will be worth sticking out for the hometown crowd.
Garcia with the 0-1. Swing and a line drive. Beast it right over the second base bag out into center field. Hernandez comes home to score. Altair gets the stop sign. The throw comes on through, and he would have been out. So a good hold there by Juan Samuel, but an RBI single for Odubel Herrera, and he has tied this game at one.
Out toward right center field, Herrera on the run. It's slicing away. He got to it. He makes the catch as he falls to the ground. Two outs here in the seventh inning.
He's covering some ground.
Right-handed bat already, and the pitch, swing and a drive. Deep left field, back goes Altair, it's gone. About 10 rows back into the seats in left field, Brandon Phillips has tied this game at two.
They got to hurry. Franco charges, has it. Trouble getting out of his glove, and he throws it wide, and the run scores. And the Braves take the lead 3-2 here in the top of the 10th inning.
Well, it's a tough play.
Two outs, and now it's left to Michael Franco. A base hit, and there's a good chance the Phillies win this. Marquez is going back. It's over his head and off the scoreboard. The Phillies are going to win the ball game. That's a two-run base hit by Franco the other way. And they win it by a final of 4-3, and I don't know if they'll chase him down.
A back-and-forth affair in the late innings goes the Phillies' way, and that made for a happy Philly skipper in Pete Maccannon.
You know, you look at that game, it was really a wacky game. Real good pitching, even though Eichhoff threw a lot of pitches. He only gave up the two runs, had 98 pitches or something like that. And you can't say enough about Joely Rodriguez. He did a good job. Garcia did a good job. Nate Neshek did a good job. And Ramos got the two outs and looked fine and just hung a breaking ball to Phillips, and it led to the extra innings. But even though we made three errors, some funny-looking plays, you gotta talk about the play that Freddie made at shortstop, the dive and catch by Altair, and Odubel. He went a long ways for that ball. That was a great catch. Could have changed the complexion of the game, but you gotta agree with one thing. The guys don't quit. They just came back, and it was – great to see. It was, pretty well played game overall. And then it was a flurry of activity in that last inning. Let me drink some more of this smart water I got here. So it's a happy day.
Tommy had a very interesting final two innings.
Well, what I think happened was when he caught the ball, he saw Freddie running towards third. He probably thought Freddie was the runner going to third, and he just threw it. And, we could have gone unscathed there, but that little infield swing and bunt by Garcia scored that run. But nice to see Stassi come through with a hit. He hadn't played in a while, and it was a big hit for us.
You had those weird plays there in the 10th, but – Cesar had that ground ball up the middle. Phillips had trouble getting it out. And then Altair, same thing with Swanson. Couldn't get
they were
kind of some wacky stuff there.
I mean, wacky is a good word of the day, I guess. But those could have gone through, but they got a glove on it. But fortunately, they weren't able to convert. So we'll take them any way we can get them. It was just great to see. And then Michael, of course, coming through to right field. How about that? That was nice to see.
Does that say to you that, through all his struggles of kind of being unlucky, that he hasn't changed his approach during this stretch?
Well, as I said, Megan, it's hard to really change your whole approach, which he's in the process of doing. And when you look at his numbers, he's got, I don't know how many runs he drove in today, a couple more. He's got 14 or 15 RBIs, three home runs. He's driving in some runs here and there to keep his head above water. But once he settles in, just like with Joseph, he swung at a lot of bad pitches in the dirt. I think he was a little bit too eager to do something good for the team. And these guys have to learn those things, how to relax and slow the game down.
Michael Franco goes 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs on the night, including the two big ones in the 10th inning.
Oh, like I said, I just try to, it's huge moment for us. And like I said, I just try to go out there, just be calm down, and tried to hit my pitch. So he gave me fastball right there, and I put a good contact on it.
You know, talk about, I had a conversation with one of your teammates earlier today about picking each other up. Good teams pick each other up. There were a couple of mistakes late in this game that cost you the lead, but you're able to pick the guys up.
I mean, you know, that was the game's about. Just like I said, don't try to force the situation. If you don't got it this time, just the other guy in the front of you or behind you, he's there for you. So just be out there every single day, be positive, show a lot of energy. So that's what you have to do.
The Phillies have a chance to sweep away the Braves and get back to 500 on Sunday when Zach Eflin takes the mound at Citizens Bank Park.